All you have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development and Cooperation. I am so glad that you have stopped by the site today. We have another exciting topic. I think we're having a little difficulty, so I'm hoping you can hear me. But before we start, we have a formal 4 minutes of prayer. O gracious Father and Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood covenant, through and around each and every person that's listening from the sound of my voice right now, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to bless them, strengthen them, guide them, dear Heavenly Father. Move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the word go forth, dear Heavenly Father. I'm nothing without you, dear Heavenly Father. I give you praise today for each and every person that will touch this line, Lord. Bless them. Bless their home. Bless their families, dear Heavenly Father. Bless the program today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be what you would have it to be. It's not about Sadie. It's all about you. It's coming, giving you praise, giving you honor, and giving you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is on believing God spiritually, mentally, and physically. That's believing God spiritually, mentally, and physically. And our foundation scripture will be found in Mark, the 11th chapter, the 23rd and the 24th. Verse. And Mark 11, 23 and 24 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, it shall have whatsoever he said. Verse 24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. We're talking about believing God today. You have to believe God spiritually, mentally, and physically. That means you have to believe God for what he says in his word. It's in your Bible, in Mark 11 chapter 23 and 24. It's in there if you have not tore your pages out. If your pages have not fallen out, replace your Bible. But it is in there today. We're talking about the spirit. In my first chapter, verse I'm going to go to, is in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and the 11th, the fourth chapter and the 12th verse. And the word of God says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. We're talking about believing God, the spirit, spiritually, mentally, and physically. If God told you something, believe it. He showed you in his word, believe it. He gave you a dream about it, believe it. It would manifest itself, not only in the spiritual realm, but mentally, also physically. And I had some more verses this morning under that, which would be taken in, excuse me, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, and the 2nd verse says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but what we know, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. My. And if you turn over, stay in 1 John a little while longer to the 5th chapter, the 14th and the 15th verse says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Let me read that again. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, not our will, but to God's will, he hears us. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. That's believing God spiritually, mentally, and physically. Here he's telling us in his word to have that confidence. Don't lean and depend on ourselves, but lean and depend on him. For his word, it will not fail you. No matter what come up, the word will stand. And as we go further into that, and I was saying about the spirit when I went to Hebrew, here the spirit man receives the word. He believing must have solid foundation, reading your word, giving you what the word of God says, to stand up, to have solid foundation. Only the word is solid enough to stand. And we're going to turn over to Matthew at this time, the seventh chapter. Just turn over in your Bibles to Matthew's the seventh chapter. And the 24th verse, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And then when I turned over to Luke, Mr. Luke, the sixth chapter, the 47th and the 48th verse, and this is what the word of God says. 47 say, whosoever cometh to me and hear my saying and does it them, I will show you to whom he is like. And verse 48 say, he is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the steam beat. He ministered upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. That means it was on a solid foundation, you all. Are y'all building today on a solid foundation? Or is your foundation shaking, it's cracked, it's leaning? You need to be on a solid foundation today. You need to believe on God, the spiritual, mentally, and physical. He said, whatever you ask in his name. You know, five things that steals the word. We're going to turn right over to Mark. We're still talking about believing God spiritually, mentally, and physically. And the five things that steals the word, we're going to go right over to Mark, the fourth chapter, and the 14th through the 19th verse. And the word of God said, the sower sowed the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they had heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they had heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, and bear no root in themselves, and to endure but for a time after, when affliction or persecution arises for the world's sake, immediately they are offended. Verse 18 says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And number 19 says, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entered in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful. My, 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 my. The sower sows the word. And by the wayside, the word is sown. You got to be careful when Satan comes. Because when you hear that word and that word is for you, Satan's coming immediately to take a word. And that word that was given to you away. You got to put that word in your heart, carry it with you daily. Not sometime, not most of the time, but all the time. Carry that word with you. Because it's the word that we have to stand on. It's the word that will keep us. It's the word that we have to hide in our heart. And as I went further, talking about the soul, that's controlling the mind. And when, as we read Mark 11 and 23, and believing what he said is happening, it will happen for him. You know, the mind must have a print made by hope. And I'm going to turn over to Hebrews the sixth chapter and see what that's talking about in that. The sixth chapter and the 19th verse. And the word of God says, for when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the books and all the people. And I'll go to 20 saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. You know, the anchor of the soul. You know, Abraham hoped against hope because he had a print in his mind, the star. You know, we can always go to reference in the scripture. We can turn to Genesis, the 15th chapter. I'm going to turn over to that and see what it's saying. You're still talking about believing God spiritually, mentally, physically, and the soul that controls the mind. You know, when you're believing spiritually, mentally, that's in your, that's all controlling the mind, and physically. So we're going to read what's saying, Genesis, the 15th chapter, and the fifth verse. Amen. Praise God for this word today, believing in God and what he told you he's going to do for you. Stand on the word. And Genesis 15 and 5 says, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them, and say unto him, so shall thy seed be. My. And in Genesis 22nd, I'm going to turn over to that. All this is tying in to believing God, the spirit, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I'm just giving you some scriptures that you can study upon on Genesis 22 and 17 says, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. Then I'm going to turn over to 26 and 4. God always referred to his seeds after the vision as the stars. He's telling you about the vision, the seed, and the stars. So 26 and 4 says, and I will make thy seeds to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall be all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Here he's talking about still believing in him, believing his word. If he told it to you, he's going to perform it. He's going to bring it to pass. You just have to believe, knowing what God has said to you. Don't let nobody take the word of God from what God has told you. Because God is a good God, a merciful God, a kind God, an all-knowing God. And when you just think about where God has brought you from up until now, don't look behind you. Look to the future. Look forward, because God is taking you somewhere right now. He don't want you to have nothing else before him. He's trying to give you some spiritual growth as you go, some foundation on the things he wants you to do, places he wants you to go. Speak up his word And as I was reading forward, I went to Romans, the 12th chapter. Let me turn over to that and tell you, we still believe in God spiritually, mentally, and physically. And in Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. Then when I went to 2, it said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. My. You know, we don't even have to have a vision. We have a written word. Over 7,000 promises in the word of God. And if you want more scriptures on that one, you can go to 1 Peter, the first chapter, and the 17th through the 21st verse. You can always read those scriptures at your leisure. But I believe when I come with the message to give you scriptures, background scriptures, so when you read the scriptures, you can understand a little bit more about the topic and what I'm saying, that would expedite time that you can read in your prayer time, because it is most helpful when we check our scriptures and go over them and be able to give y'all scriptures in 1 Peter chapter 17. First Peter verse 17, forgive me. And it says, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourn here in fear. All you have to do is call on the Father. He have no respect of a person. Call on him. He's not looking at what you done, what you've said. You can go to him, repent. Call on him. When you think about all the promises he have given. And he said, for, in the word of God, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corrupt things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you and for I. But who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. My. Now, I know we're coming down to the physical part. That was the mental part. Now we're going to read the physical part, which was talking about the body, which you find in Romans 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You can read throughout that, in that chapter. And we was talking about the body. And I was getting a whole lot out of that whole chapter of number 4. But you may get a different interpretation as you read it, that God gives you something totally different. But you know, you can act as though it is already done. Be sure punts 1 and 2 are in place. The healing of miracles is in you now, for those of you knowing that God have given you healing that's in you. Start using it. Stop letting that thing be manifested in you. Not coming from the outside. And I turn over to James 2 and 17, and it's talking about action. So when you think about that, what you have on the inside of you that you have not even tapped into the source yet, what God has for you, what God is doing in your life right now. 2 and 17 says, even so faith, if it had not worked, it is dead being alone. So you know you need the faith, because it's going to be dead if it's not working. Just being alone, that's what the word say, dead. Talking about action, you got to take action. The tongue. You know, the tongue transcends all three areas. Confessing the word into the spirit, where you find that in 1 John. John 1, 2 through 26. You can read that because it's a lot of verses. And you can go through it and read what thus saith the Lord. And I'll just read you a few verses on chapter 2 and James 1 and verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, we right back on that faith, work it patient. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. He is still telling you about believing on God and asking of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraiding not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Here they're saying, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he exalted. And you can read the rest on what it's telling you in James 1, 2 through 26. With the tongue, you have to confess the word, control the mind. You can read that in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. It straightens out our thinking. You can turn over to Philippians, and you'll find what the word of God says in 4, 6, and 8. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for believing in God, understanding what you're saying in your word. And Philippians 4, 6 through 8 say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Here you go. Believe in God. Let your requests be known. And the peace of God, which is passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any praise, think on these things. Just think on these things, the word of God says. My, 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 my. You know, confess the word changes the body. And we read that earlier in James 3 and 2. And you can read that. Also, all of these together release mountains, moving faith. We're talking today about believing God spiritually. You have to believe God on what he say, what he's telling you, what he's speaking to you. Not only spiritually, but mentally. You have to put it up in your consciousness, in your cerebral. Let it just saturate your mind on what God is saying, on the foundation scriptures I have given you. Mentally and physically, let it just come in and just heal your whole body and soul, the word of God that can minister to you. Have that faith. Have that assurance of God's word. Believe in it. It don't do no good to read this word if you don't believe what it say. This is what he left behind for us. We need to have a spiritual growth when we read these scriptures, when we put them to work in our life. That is telling us something. The tongue, the body, the soul, the spiritual, the mental, the physical, and you tie all that together, my. When you think about the spirit and the soul, and the soul controls the mind, the body, the tongue, all that's working together for our good. So today, that was just a short topic today I used on believing God spiritually, mentally, and physically, because that's what we need to do. We need to believe God's word. Believe everything that you read in here. Don't just read part and take the other part out. Eat it, every word of it. Gurgitate it back up. Apply it to your life, because there's some things coming up against you in 2012. And if you don't have that word and rooted and grounded in this word, believing God over the enemy, you have to believe God. You can't take this word for granted. You got to take it for granted. I'm sorry. You can't believe Satan, but you got to let this word just saturate your mind. But just fill your whole being with this word, because we're going to need it. What's coming, we're going to need the word of God. We cannot have step this year. We've got to. We can't shake and fake it no more. We got to stand up, do what the word say, spiritually, mentally, and financially. We have to branch into this word. We got to have that faith and that assurance that everything he said shall come to pass. It may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but it shall come to pass what he has spoken to you, each individual, from the sound of my voice right now. I give God praise today for this lesson, because I know it wasn't a shouting message, but it was one that took you to the scriptures to believe and hear what God is telling you on our main scripture in Mark. And I'm going to go back to that one, the 11th chapter, 23 and 24. And I know a lot of you all have already read this. Have you applied it to your life? But I'm going to read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall say in unto this mountain, you can speak to that mountain that's in your life today. That mountain has to go. You start speaking to that mountain that's preventing you from going forward in God. And shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Don't you know with your words and with the word of God that you can cast that mountain that's trying to overtake you back into the sea and not have any doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which ye shall have and come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. So if you said you wanted a new job, and you know the you had the qualification, and you gave God your petition, you interceded for that. Don't you know God gonna honor you? Make sure that's the job you want. I'm just using that as an example. But we have to go to God in prayer. And 24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. You can't go to God haphazard. If you gone, you gone with the mind that I already have it. I'm already giving God praises right now. I'm shouting the victory right now because it's already done. If you have prayed for that thing, you've given it to God, you're going to start shouting. You're going to start manifesting that thing. It's going to manifest because you've already been speaking that word. You done spoke that thing. It's going to come to fruition in a manifestation. So that's what I want to tell you today on believing God spiritually, mentally, and physically. You can't believe on your sisters and brothers spiritually, mentally, and physically, but you can believe God. You can believe on the word of God. He will never, never, never let you down. So today, that's what I had for you today. I know it wasn't a shouting message. It wasn't a jump over pews or whatever. But we want to get down to basic things that's going to take us and help us on this side. The things that we need so we can make it to the other side in heaven. From earth to glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So as we get ready to close this program today, I want to thank everyone that will tune into this broadcast sometime today or tonight or tomorrow. I give you praise. I say thank you. Thank you that you took time from your busy schedule able to stop and hear the woman of God that shared with you, believing God spiritually, mentally, physically. I keep saying financially. I want God to bless everyone on the sound of my voice financially. I go to say physically and I say financially. So it's in my spirit today that everybody be blessed financially, no matter what you may be going through right now, where it find you. Just know that God loves you. I love you. And that is nothing that you can do about it. No matter who you are, where you are, our love runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. And just remember to believe on God's word. Believe it spiritually, believe it mentally, and believe it physically, because all three of those entities, and on a solid foundation, just think how far you can go. Well, we're going to close our program with a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you what you have given us today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your word, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for releasing it, the finances on this line. Anyone that's listening today, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for protection, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for deliverance this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for cleaning out our mind that we could have our spirit, our soul, and our body, dear Heavenly Father. I give you praise, dear Heavenly Father. I say, dear Heavenly Father, that you desire to forgive and bless each and every person that tuned into this line, dear Heavenly Father. And we say thank you right now. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. You all have a wonderful day. Look for new shows to be coming on. And hope to hear from you all next week. And have a wonderful, exciting, and splendorous weekend. From Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. Bye-bye.